Tucson, Arizona. Live from the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home and Patio Show, it's every Arizona homeowner's best friend, Rosie on the House.
And a great big good morning from my house on the road. We're at Tucson Convention Center. We're here for the Saba Home Show. If you're in the area or region, I can tell you that the halls are full of home service, home improvement vendors. If you're looking for ideas on what project you're about to tackle next at your house or home in Pima, Santa Cruz County, come on over to Tucson Convention Center. We'll be doing a presentation at 2:30 this afternoon on the most common mistakes Arizona homeowners make. We'll be talking a little bit about that during the show. The demonstration we did yesterday was, I have to say, pretty well received. We filled the seats and everybody stayed and asked a lot of questions, so it was good to be able to have an educational opportunity like that face-to-face with all of our listeners down here in Pima County. Before we get to, like, home improvement stuff, let me extend an invitation to y'all. If you're tuned in and you're trying to tackle a project around your house, home, castle, or cabin, and you've stalled out or you're in the very early planning stages, trying to get a project started, trying to get it past midpoint, or trying to wrap it up, or you have questions about proposals you're considering to get for services at your house, give us a call, 1-888-767-4348. I took a long list of notes yesterday of people stopping by our booth and visiting with us about questions they had about, as a matter of fact, Peter and Mary, I met at the Festival of Books here in Tucson just a couple weeks ago, and they had a plumbing dilemma I couldn't solve without visiting their home, but I gave them a couple ideas. They got a plumber to the house. They identified the problem, and they came back to the convention center just to let us know what that particular dilemma was. So again, it's another answer to a question that we log into our database, and we become the most trusted answer to Arizona homeowners' questions of any other location on the planet. And it's all at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Romy, before we dive in, I want to give everybody a heads up, because one of the things we like to encourage people to do is get out and see Arizona. Now, I'm going to tell you, the event I'm going to talk about just for a minute, it's too late for anyone to sign up for, because it's this weekend. But if you were a regular subscriber to the newsletter of the Arizona Game and Fish Department, you would have been given notice. The question is, do you or your family want to be part of an ecological survey? Do you want to become a volunteer biologist? And they are having all weekend family activities at the White Tank Regional Park and the Hassayampa River Preserve. You could have signed up to be a part of educational excursions, workshops, interactive activities, teams of biologist-led citizen scientists to go on field trips to find and document species. There'll be excursions for families with young children, field trips for those who need or prefer to go at a little bit slower pace. Additional activities included owl surveys, camera scoping, road cruising to seek reptiles and small mammals, evening excursions at night, and it all started with a campfire greeting at White Tanks Regional Park last night. So I hope Game and Fish sees an incredible amount of family participation in that. If you're interested in future activities that Game and Fish does like this all over the state, get in touch with them at their website, AZGFD, Arizona Game Fish Department, azgfd.gov, and sign up to get their weekly newsletter.
They're also exhibiting here today
yeah.
down at the Saba Home Show on the Tucson floor and had a presentation on stage yesterday about dealing with wildlife in the urban areas. And my news feed for wildlife blew up this week as temperatures hit 90 in many places around the state, and just the alert that rattlesnakes are going to be coming out.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And, you know, what to do, how to avoid them. And something that a lot of people, you know, automatically think that the state snake is the diamondback, because that's the most popular rattlesnake we have in the state, and it's also the name of the baseball team. But our state rattlesnake is not the diamondback.
Like a black nose.
It's the ridge nose bull.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it's down here in southern Arizona, Santa Cruz, Cochise, and Pima County, Pinal County. In Sky Islands, you know, they're a very high elevation snake, and actually very rare to see, just because of
that's
how
okay with
remote
me.
They are.
That's okay with
but
me.
Mount Lemmon, top of Mount Graham, it says Cochise in the Dragoons, and Cochise Stronghold. Those are the areas you would find the ridge-nosed bull snake, and that is the Arizona state rattlesnake, not the diamondback.
All right. So all of you getting out, like we're encouraging you to experience the great state of Arizona, beware. Warm temperatures, they're going to be out and about.
And you said it's okay if you don't see them. You know there is a
it's very
rattlesnake
okay. it's
conservatory,
very okay.
rattlesnake conservancy group, nonprofit.
Good.
SaveTheBuzzTails.org.
Okay. I love it. Good for them. Good for them. We want to talk today in today's home improvement broadcast about the unreality of many of the shows on HGTV. They call it reality television. But on the topic of home improvement and the, you know, 30-plus shows that can be found on HGTV, we did a survey of all of our Rosie Certified partners statewide and just inquired, you know, do those shows help or hurt real remodeling? And it was absolutely unanimous. All the contractors feel like the shows should be considered as entertainment. You need to know when you're watching these shows, these aren't fact-based historical documentaries. These are entertainment shows. And it's one thing to find inspiration from them and ideas from them, but it's a whole nother thing to think what you see on TV is getting done in reality. You never see them going through the decision-making process of what's going to be used. You never see them go through the design process of scheme A, scheme B, scheme C. You never see the submittal to the city and retrieving the permit process and how many times the plans get edited or corrected or turned down for revisions that are needed. You never see all that stuff. All the materials and products are pre-purchased. Many of them are sponsored and delivered for free. So I guess we'd just like to encourage you, for those of you that enjoy watching HGTV, don't take those entertainment shows and try and extrapolate it into real life experiences for anything you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. That's for sure.
There was a gentleman locally that was on a part of a reality show. It wasn't home improvement related. It was more prepper related. And I saw it. I was looking for it because I knew he was going to be on, and we had done some business together. So I was just kind of curious. And after I watched, I called him like, What did you think? And he's like, because I was kind of curious. I'm like, did you really say all that stuff or mean that? And he said, you know, you submit your talking points. The editors completely change it. They have the right to script everything. He's like, I didn't want to say anything that they made me say on that.
I'll be darned.
I had already signed the contract to do the bit. He's like, it was very frustrating because it wasn't any of the message that we were trying to communicate to the public.
But TV producers, show producers are out for ratings, and so are networks. So they've got to make it, in their perspective, the most entertaining, thought-provoking, rating-generating topic as possible. So that doesn't necessarily convert to real life. if you've, I told you if you've got a question about a project at home, and then I didn't give the number. Our toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. Sweet Jennifer's down here in Tucson with us, but we do have a call screener in the studio. She'll take your name, where you're calling from, and your question, and we'll get to it as quick as we can. 1-888-767-4348. We did get a very big attaboy from a caller that called in about a month ago, who, you may remember the call, Romy. She was saying she could not get hot water in her home. And I asked a few questions. We couldn't quite get to the bottom of it on air, but we talked a bit after the show and the following week. And one of my big suspicions is when someone can't get hot water in a tub or shower, the chances are that their plumbing fixture is a Delta fixture. And Delta at the factory takes the scald meter and turns it to the absolute minimum before they ship any faucet or shower valve. So when you install a Delta, you have to remove the faceplate and adjust that scald valve to get hot enough water to be comfortable. And a lot of times that didn't get done. Well, what confused me about that particular homeowner is I said, how long has it been doing this? And she said, well, since we've been in the house. I said, well, how long have you been in the house? She said, 10 years. So, Isley's Home Improvement Services deserves a big attaboy because they went out there and it was Delta faucets. The scald valves had to be adjusted, but the circulating pump was also out and set for the wrong times. So I got a text from this homeowner just day before yesterday saying, hot water solved. First time in 10 years, we get instant hot water to every shower and bathroom in the house, and it lasts through the duration of the shower. So that's what we're about here at Rosie on the House, is solving your home improvement question, problem, or dilemma. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.